You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 13, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Trinidad and Tobago recently recriminalized consensual same-sex sexual activity, reversing a 2018 court ruling. This judgment has made LGBTQIA+ citizens unapprehended criminals under the law, effectively targeting them and relegating them to lower class status. The recriminalization is based on colonial-era laws, specifically Sections 13 and 16 of the Sexual Offenses Act, which criminalize buggery and gross indecency. The Court of Appeals decision was influenced by a savings law clause in Section 6 of the Constitution, which protects pre-independence laws from legal challenges even if they conflict with human rights provisions. This allowed the Court of Appeal to reverse the 2018 High Court ruling that declared these laws unconstitutional, reinstating the criminalization of same-sex relations. The existence of such laws fosters a climate of fear and vulnerability for LGBTQIA+ individuals. These laws are remnants of British colonial rule, imposed during the colonial era and persisting in the legal framework post-independence. The savings law clause, intended for legal continuity, has become a barrier to human rights progression. The terms buggery and gross indecency are legal definitions from these laws, with buggery referring to anal sex and gross indecency covering various non-procreative sexual acts. The recriminalization has severe implications for LGBTQIA+ individuals, labeling them as unapprehended criminals. This status can lead to increased discrimination, social stigma, and harassment, affecting employment, housing, and healthcare access. The ruling is perceived as putting a target on LGBTQIA+ individuals, posing direct threats to their safety and well-being. While the frequency of arrests under these laws is unclear, their existence creates a climate of fear. The label of unapprehended criminals contributes to social stigma, leading to psychological distress and reluctance to seek health care due to fear of discrimination. The Judicial Committee of the Privy Council, JCPC, serves as the final court of appeal for Trinidad and Tobago, and an appeal to the JCPC is crucial for LGBTQI+ activists seeking to restore rights previously affirmed by the High Court. The JCPC's decision could set a precedent for human rights in Trinidad and Tobago and other former British colonies. The Judicial Committee should prioritize hearing the appeal against the Court of Appeal's ruling to restore LGBTQI+ rights. Despite setbacks in Trinidad and Tobago, other Caribbean nations like Antigua and Barbuda, St. Kitts and Nevis, Barbados and Dominica have decriminalized consensual same-sex relations in recent years. The reversal in Trinidad and Tobago contrasts with a broader regional trend towards decriminalization. This reversal is largely due to the Court of Appeal's upholding of colonial-era laws influenced by the Savings Law Clause. International human rights standards protect the rights of all individuals, including LGBTQIA+ people, and aligning domestic laws with these standards is essential. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights criticized the recriminalization, stating that such laws are incompatible with principles of equality and non-discrimination. Regional and international LGBTQI+ rights organizations should support Trinidad and Tobago's activists in their legal challenge. Outright International stands in solidarity with LGBTQ activists, advocating for the repeal of discriminatory laws and the protection of human rights. Trinidad and Tobago's government should enact comprehensive legislation to address discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. The need for such legislation is urgent to align with international human rights standards. The recriminalization could have broader implications for the Caribbean, especially with pending cases in Grenada and St. Lucia. The Jamaican Supreme Court upheld its colonial-era sodomy law in 2023, despite a 2021 decision from the Inter-American Commission that called for its repeal. The struggle for LGBTQIA+ rights in the Caribbean continues, with significant legal and social challenges remaining. The setback in Trinidad and Tobago underscores the fragility of progress against colonial-era laws and conservative interpretations, but ongoing advocacy and legal challenges offer hope for future advancements in human rights across the region. Copyright, African Elements.